Send Christian greetings to each one here this morning. Happy to be here with you and to share in this worship service with you. In the Sunday school, one of the last questions we had about how God rested on the seventh day. The psalmist said in Psalm 121, as we think about God resting, here's what the psalmist David said. I will lift up mine eyes into the hill, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I think that kind of gives us a little bit of a springboard for what I have to share for a message this morning. You can turn in your Bibles to St. John chapter 5. As we think of God seeing us, the title of my message, I gave it this morning, Healing for the Infirm. Healing for the Infirm. But as we, one of the points is going to be how God sees us. And as we think of Him not slumbering and sleeping, God sees us through it all. I'd like to take the time, though, to read in John chapter 5. I'd like to read the first 15 verses of John 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that it was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and saith unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. I'd like to pull out some key words in this passage. As we think of Jesus coming to Bethesda there and finding this man that was laying there sick. He had an infirmity, 38 years. Now I could be sick for a week or a day even, and I get tired of it. I like to be well, like to be whole, able to go about my business. But 38 years he laid there. And we see Jesus coming. And the points I'd like to pull out is in verse 6. As we see Jesus, as he came up to this man, what did Jesus do to this man? And the first one I'd like to look at is Jesus saw. Okay, he didn't just see this man with the infirmity. He didn't just see this crippled man there. But he saw a man that had laid there for 38 years. Jesus knew that. He knew that the many times that this man made an attempt to get into this water and somebody beat him to it. He knew that. He saw all that and he could piece this all together. How is it for us today? I'd like to think of as Jesus saw this man, so Jesus sees us today. Wherever you are, In your infirmities, we all have to some degree. We have things that we struggle with. I'd like to share some verses that help us to see that. Hebrews 4:13. Turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Neither is there any creature which is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God knows everything. Jesus saw this man, and God can see us as well. Everything is open unto him in his eyes. He knows our motives, why we do what we do. He knows the things that we try to hide. Jesus sees it. Psalm 33, we see some more verses. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. God looks down from heaven. He sees us. He has that long-range vision. He can see everything. Psalm 139, 1-3. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. The words of comfort there in Psalms 139. He searches and knows us. He can see where we are at in life. Going down in Psalm 139, 15 and 16, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in all thy books all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. So I think in these verses we can see that as Jesus walked up to this man, he saw more than what we do in the physical sense. But he looked in and saw the need of this man. For physical healing, yes. But spiritual healing as well. My encouragement to us this morning, as we are in a brotherhood, as you are in a church group, as you look at out around, you are your brother's keeper. Do we see their needs of where we can help them as Jesus did this man? And as we are going to go touch on a little later, but we need to be open to see where our brother's at, to be open to see the needs that we can help in. Second word I'd like to pull out of this passage in John chapter 5 is the word new. Turn back to John chapter 5. Sorry, verse 6 is where I was looking for that. And when he had knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus knew he had been there a long time, and I'd like to just touch on that. And the thought that Jesus knew it. He knew how far that need went. He knew the depth of it, how much this man needed this healing to heal him for his infirmity, what had kept him there for so long, for 38 years. The same applies for us today. Jesus knows our needs, even before we ask him. He knows it. Even when we were yet sinners, Christ knew our need. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us because he knew that we had a need in our hearts that needed to be filled. First John 3, verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." He knows everything in our heart. He knoweth all things. He has the answer for that. Take your problems, what your heart's condemning you for, and take it to the Lord and get cleansing. Know your brothers. As I brought it down to a church brotherhood relationship. Do we know our brothers? Do we know the depth of their need? Are we willing to help them in that need? Jesus is willing to help. We will touch on that a little later. But do we know our brother and sister? Another aspect of what Jesus did to this man. In verse 6, he saith unto him. Jesus talked to him. He opened a conversation and addressed the need. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Today Jesus is saying for us to come follow him. He's saying that to us today. He knows that we have this need, and he wants to fill it. So he's asking us to come follow him. Jesus addressed himself to that need in our life when he came to the cross, and he gave his blood for our sins. Revelation 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Jesus is addressing the need. He's standing there knocking on that door, wanting us to open up to him. He's asking us the same question this he asked this man. "Wilt thou be made whole?" Do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to have healing? What all infirmities do we have today that we can be healed from? That we need to be healed from? This man had this infirmity for 38 years, and I believe it was one that he couldn't walk real well. But infirmities today can be a lot of different infirmities. It can be a physical infirmity, as I believe this man was. Maybe it's a spiritual infirmity. Maybe we just didn't give everything to God. Or maybe it's a mental infirmity. You put in there what comes to your mind. But the desire needs to be there to be made well. Wilt thou be made whole? What's your desire? What is the condition of your mind? In depth. Wilt thou be made whole? I'd like to go on for the next point and look at what Jesus told this man in verse 8. Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." To have the healing for our infirmities, there's something needs to happen. In this man, he needed to rise, take up his bed, and walk. And I think there's some points that we can pull out from that for us today. as we deal with infirmities that we may have, I think these three aspects of what Jesus said can apply to us today. First one I'd like to look at is there is rise. Rise. I want everybody to stand. Okay, it's good for you to stretch and to get a little bit of a wake up. But did you notice it took something for you to stand up? It takes some energy. You may be seated again. You had to put forth effort. In the healing of the infirmities that we have today, yes, we can go to doctors. Yes, we can go wherever, especially if it's a health-related issue. We can go to the medical field, and they can prescribe answers. They can, I sometimes say, they take the best guess they know. Because it seems like that to me sometimes. But I want this morning to grasp the aspect of the power of God, that He can raise us up. Whether it's spiritual healing, God can do it. He can raise us up in spiritual healing. Physical healing as well. As this man picked up his bed, I believe that was something new for him. He rose right up, stood right up. Colossians 3:1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Risen with Christ. Rise up in Christ in a new life, in salvation. Grasp that spiritual healing for our life, and it'll make a difference in our life. Are we risen in Christ today? Have you left Christ into your life and been risen with Him? Let's bring it a little closer home. If we rose to meet Christ in our life, in our spiritual life, we see many in the world, and I think it can filter into the church, that don't obey His commands. The commands He's laid out in His Bible. If we don't fulfill those commands that He gives us, how can we expect to rise to meet Him in heaven when He comes back? It's a challenge for us. Have we opened His Scripture? Have we risen to that new life it can give us? Or are we still not wanting to put forth the effort to stand up? Second part of Jesus' words here to this man: take up thy bed. Take up. To pick something up. In this man's life, it was the bed that he had been laying on. And if he rose up and was walking, he could have left the bed, lay right there, and said, "Well, the next person needs it. I need to go. It's time to go get working." But is there an aspect of this, what Jesus said, "Take up thy bed," that we can apply and pull some thoughts out for in our spiritual life? To take up. And I'd like to say, in this taking up, it's making a clean break from the past. Making no provisions for relapse back into sin or where we were before. Did we make that break with it? Have we given our all to Christ? Luke 9, we see as we think of picking up and taking up, there's a verse here I'd like to read as that. What we are called to take up, to follow Christ. Jesus too calls us to take up something. And he said unto them all, Luke 9, verse 23, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, come after Christ, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. As you get up in the morning, start of a new day, do you remember to take up the cross of Christ? I'm serving Christ with my life. The things I'm going to do today, is it going to honor Christ or not? These last three that I have here, the last one and this one, I wanted to share. That is some helps, I believe, that we can hand out for healing of infirmities. Help people to rise. Help our brother to rise up. See his need of Christ and rise up and serve him. And then to help him to take it up. To help him to make a break from the past. The things in the past that he has to lay down. It takes faith. As we pick up this cross of Christ. Takes faith in have obedience in it. That in doing this, I'm doing what God wants. See, Satan likes to plant doubts in our life. That there's no way you're going to be able to make it. Yes, no, there is no way that you're going to, on your own, you're going to be able to make it. It's all in Jesus' blood. But it takes faith in that. And obedience to Christ's word. And we can make that break from doubts that keep getting planted into our life. Colossians 3. There's a lot of verses in there. We read Colossians 3:1 for the last point, and I'd like to go there again as we think of this, the taking up. And I just want to read these verses just to plant some seeds as we take up this cross. In the verses before verse 10, you'll see where it says, "Put off the old man, put off all those old things." We need to do that as we rise up. But when we take up, we'll see starting in verse 10, all those things that we need to help us through. The spiritual apparel we need to put on. Verse 10, Colossians 3, verse 10. And have put on the new man. The new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, or love. Put on love. The agape love. Unconditional love. Which is the bond of perfectness. Can we take up all those things? It's a day-to-day picking up. Sympathy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearance, forgiveness. It's a lifetime of work. Taking it up. Letting it conform our lives so we can be more like Christ. May we take that up. That challenge, the need to take up God's cross. The last point I have that Jesus told this man is to walk. Walk. Another thing that you need to do that takes energy. Takes concentration. No, we kind of, after you learn to walk, you don't think about it as much. You need to put one foot in front of the other and walk. But the other night as we watched Brother Joe Weaver walk again, it's a lot we take for granted. The effort that goes into it, as he was learning to walk again, as he said about his stroke, that he would push even something around on a table and his sweat would come. It took effort. Same in our Christian life. Christian growth is not going to come automatically. It's going to take effort. We're going to have to reach out and push forward. Maybe even with some sweat. To come through victorious. Walking on. We're at Colossians 3. I'd like to read verse 14 through 17. We read verse 14 already, but I'd like to read it again. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That walk that we need. Peace of God that rules in our hearts. To which you're also called in one body. Walk on together. As a brotherhood. Walk together. Help one another. Through life. But as we think of that, when you help somebody to walk, if they don't help themselves, if they don't help you to walk as you're walking, thinking of someone older, you end up almost carrying them. And it's hard to walk. In the church, where are you at? Are you on fire for the Lord? Are you helping serve in the church? What the aspect of what's needed, the different roles, are you willing to step up and walk beside your brethren and help serve in that role? Doing your part. Building up God's kingdom. Are we expecting the church to carry us? Christ walked in lowliness. So we think under walk, another point I had is we need to be humble. We need to be lowly as we walk. Not lifting ourselves up, but in meekness and lowliness. serving our brother. In closing, I'd like to go back to John chapter 5. What happened in this account? After Jesus said these words, well, one more word in closing. Verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Immediately the man was made whole. The spontaneous, the instantaneous healing that came as this man followed Christ. Words to them to rise, take up his bed and walk. The same is true for us. Obedience to Christ's word. Following Christ. Building his church. Walking with him will bring complete and spontaneous healing. It takes time, I know. But in your heart, you're going to be healed if you have that proper love for the brethren. Where are we at? There is many people about us today thinking outside the church, but there's some in the church too. There's many people that have infirmities, things they are struggling with in life. They just can't get on top of it. The drug addicts, the alcohol that is in our world today. They struggle with it and they can't get on top. Why? Because they don't have God to help them. I very, very much believe that. I've seen a number of instances where people come and give their heart to God. And the desires kind of leave. They can make that clean break with many things that can be addictive in life. In the church, there's brethren and sisters that are hurting. Are you going to be there to help them to rise, take up, and walk? Let's kneel for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning's hour. Lord, we pray that this message may go forth and do the things that you have wanted it to do. Lord, may you use the words spoken to honor and further your kingdom. Lord, help it to be an encouragement to each one here. Lord, may we see others around us that are in need of healing, spiritual healing. May we be sharing your word with them, calling them to you, helping them on the walk to heaven. Lord, bless the brotherhood here, each and every one. Lord, may they, as they work together, Lord, may they lean on you for strength for each day. May each day they pick up their cross that you have called them to carry and to walk beside you and beside one another and to serve you faithfully. Just go with us and help us to have a burden for the lost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.